I tell you, I was struggling with the title of tonight's message. I wanted it to be called, Come to Your Senses. But, yeah, you'll see why. But as we began to worship, all I could hear in my mind is that there's a party over here. And so tonight's title is that, simply that, is that there's a party over here. Praise God. There's a story that I like to read from in the book of Luke, chapter 15. And it starts at verse 11. And the story goes like this. A certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and he took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And another translation said, to starve. And I want to stop there for a minute. I see this young man who, he just want to taste life for himself. It's like, he wants to get away from the watchful eye, the care of his father, and he just want to experience some of the things of life. And most of us, we know what that's like. You know, we become a certain age, and then it's like nobody can't tell us nothing. People try to tell us this and tell us that, and in our mind, we already got this thing figured out, and they can't tell us nothing. And so I see this young man, he goes to his father, and he pretty much says, can I get mine? Because I want to do something. And so he takes the portion that his father gives him, and the Bible says that he gets all his stuff together, and then he takes a journey into this far country. And anytime we are apart from the relationship with God or the fellowship with God, we find ourselves in a far country, a distant land. And this young man, the Bible says that he spent all that he had. Everything that he had, he spent it because he was living riotously, thinking that he had everything under control, thinking that he had this thing figured out. But unbeknownst to him, he was wasting everything he had. And most of us know what that's like. We've tried some things, and it didn't work out. You know, I remember my mom. I remember being about maybe 10, 11 years old, and all my friends would be able to hang out all night. And I tell my mom, I go, can I stay outside? And she'd be like, no, Derek, you got to come upstairs. And I would be tight because I'm like, all my friends is outside. So what is the middle of the night? And I remember one day I asked, I was like, why I can't stay out? Why I got to be different than my friends? And she says, Derek, I love you. And so some things I'm not going to be able to let you do. And at the time I was like, I didn't do it in front of her face because my mom's gonna pick up something and bust me upside my head. But I kind of like was like, yeah, all right. I just felt like she was trying to hold me back. And so it came a time in my life that I no longer paid attention to her. And then I would stay out late. But one of the things I remember is I had a friend of mine, and this was back in the days when they used to have boom boxes, these big radios that used to be banging. And a good friend of mine, he used to live downstairs on the 11th floor. He was on a train in the middle of the night, but he had his big boom box. And then he got killed because they tried to take his boom box. And then immediately what came into my mind was what my mother said, Derek, you can't stay out late. And I'm doing this because I love you. But I see this young man, he's living righteously, just doing what he wants to do. And then the Bible says that when he spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to starve. And here's what I thought about. I thought this. I said, man, soon as stuff starts going wrong in your life, then all of a sudden, there's a mighty famine in the whole land now. It's like it seems like everything starts caving in. We got this saying that we say in the world says, when it rains, it pours. And it seemed to be true for this young man because here you go, he's empty. He got nothing left. He's finished. And now he don't got nothing else to fall on because all those people he probably was hanging out with, living righteous with, hanging out, doing their thing, there's a famine in the land. Then the Bible says that this young man, he went, he joined himself to a farmer. And I thought this to be funny because if he was Jewish, the Bible says that this farmer hired him and then he sent him to work with the pigs. And I said to myself, man, if this dude was Jewish, that was the lowest thing that he could ever do as a Jew was to be around the pigs, the swine. That would make him unclean. He would be disconnected. And then I thought about us. Sometimes we find ourselves apart from the relationship with God, and we say to ourselves, some of those things that we never would have did, we find ourselves doing. Just like this young man in the pig pen. And it was so crazy because in this pig pen, the Bible says that he was in want. He was starving. He was toe up. He didn't have nothing left. And then it even says that ain't nobody give him nothing. Yo, I think about that sometimes. Think about all those people you used to hang out with, used to run around with. And then when you got broke down, toe up, guess what? They was out of here. Just like she said, I heard the sister, she said, you can't find them nowhere all of a sudden. When you got money, everybody's right there. Hey, how you doing? Now you broke, don't know what to do, you toe up, and you can't get nothing from nobody. And then here's what I love about the word of God. See, in verse 17, it says this. It says, and when he came to himself. Another verse says, when he came to his senses. It says, he said to himself, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare? And I perish with hunger? You know what he's saying? The people in his father's house, the ones that's working for his father. Not that they rich, not that they got everything together, but they got so much that they able to give to others. And yet he's related to this man. He's in relationship with this man and he got absolutely nothing. Now when he says, I hunger, he says, and I perish with hunger. You know, we can try everything in our own powers to make things work sometimes. And sometimes we have all the best intentions. But even when we move forward, there's still this hunger and thirst inside of us. There's a brokenness, a thirst unquenchable inside of us. And we don't know what that thing is sometimes. And here's what it says. It says, he said to himself, he came to his senses and he says, that I'm going to go to my father's house. And he says, and I'm going to say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you. And he says, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son, but make me as one of thy hired servants. And then it says, he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father had compassion. And he ran to him. It says that he hugged him and he kissed him. And I'm going to tell you something. Wherever we find ourselves at right now, You see, because the reason we're here, we came to our senses. See, just like this young man, before he got to actually verbalize it to his father, he already rehearsed this thing in his mind and in his heart. And I believe that tonight you are in this room, that you are watching online, because you have come to your senses to know that you need some help. But what I love about God is this. As soon as that young man said it in his heart, he didn't even get to his father. He's rehearsing this thing. And as soon as he's on his way to see his father and humble himself before his father, the Bible says he saw him far off. He was already looking for him. My son. And it said that he ran to him and he hugged him and kissed him. And that's what God is doing tonight. He's seen you afar off. He's seen you in the midst of your struggle. He's seen you before you even came in this room, before you even thought that you needed some help. You see, over 2,000 years ago, our Heavenly Father, because he saw us afar off and he saw the need that we would have, he sent his only son. Because he knew that was going to be the only way that we can make it. Because he knew in our own strength, it was no way we can do it. We would fail time and time again. But he sent his son. And he sent his son here to live in the same flesh, just like us. God walking in the flesh, experiencing all the stuff that we experience. Going through every hurt, every pain, every temptation, every sorrow, but still doing it without sinning, without doing wrong. And so because of that, we got a high priest who's in touch with our infirmities. He knows exactly what we go through. He knows exactly how hard this thing is. But here's what he did because of that. You see, he went, and even though he did nothing wrong, he allowed them to hang him on the cross and put nails in his hands and beat him down, slap him up, something terrible. But he stayed on that cross because he was paying the price, paying a debt for me and you. All the wrong that we did, he took the punishment for that. And that's what our Heavenly Father does. He sees us afar off. He sees us before we even headed towards him. And he don't care about the mess that we caused. Listen, I remember the time that I came to my senses. I remember that time. It was years ago. But you all know my story. I found myself in front of a gun's barrel. And I got two bullets pumped in my chest. But that wasn't enough for me. You see, because I was still in the pig pen. You see, I was willing to eat what those pigs was eating. Because that's what happens. Sin takes you to that place where you're willing to go to that place that you would never go before. And so that wasn't enough to make me turn to the Father. You see, I got a good friend. And we were able one day we were standing in front of my house and we were able to talk about that incident with the gun. And he began to share his heart with me and tell me, Derek, let me tell you the plans that I had for you. And I'm going, yeah, check this out. Let me tell you the plans that I had for you. But God had another plan. He had another plan. You see, God took that man, and he took this man that was hurt and broken and deprived and full of sin and in the pig's pen. Can't even think straight no more. My mind is blown. You see, after that incident with the gun, then I started sniffing cocaine more heavily. I started getting crazy. And with my craziness, now I'm starting to run around with a gun in my back because I want to kill him. But on top of that, as I'm going through this depravity, I'm getting deeper and deeper into the pig's pen. And now I'm sniffing coke until I'm turning into a maniac. And then I'm starting to hear these voices. And the voices say, go kill your wife. And so no longer am I standing in front of a man with a gun. Now I'm standing in front of my wife with an ice pick, ready to kill my wife. The pig's pen. Going to those places where you never thought you would go. But see, God always has compassion. And he always sees us afar off. And I remember as I stood in front of my wife and those tears was coming down her eyes, all of a sudden, I came to my senses. In a quick second, I just came to my senses and I realized I'm about to bang my wife. What in the world am I doing? And so I remember going home and I was sitting on the edge of my bed. And I did just like this young man. I said, God, yo, I don't even know if you real, but only thing I'm telling you is this, is if you God, then be God to me. You gotta do it. I don't wanna hear nobody telling me about it, and I don't want nobody praying for me. You gotta do it. And little by little, God began to change my heart. And not only did he change my heart and make me a man of God, first, he pulled me out the pig pen. Get out of there. Out the pig pen. And listen, just like this young man, see, he's doing the same thing. He's just getting out the pig pen. He's toe up. So you know, when he rolls up on his father, he's smelling. Clothes is dirty, probably got pig poop all over him, mud and all that. But here's what the father says, and I love this, because I want you to take this literal tonight for yourself. Here's what God is saying to you, you that's in the pig pen, and you know who you are. Here's what he says. The son is trying to say, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm no worthy to be that son. And the father's not even paying attention to him. Here's what the father does. He goes, yo, bring me the best robe that we got in the house. Not that one, the best one. Go get that. And he takes this robe that he puts it on this young man. And I see this robe being the robe of righteousness, making us right. Once again, with God. Then God says this. He go, yeah, while you at it, get that ring too, the big one. That ring being the signet of authority. The word of God says, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy. And he said, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And as we read on, he says, bring those sandals, size 9.5. That's my size. So he come out with the sandals and he strapped it on his son's feet. And to me, when I see that, I said, it's just like the word of God says. That being the signet that your steps are being ordered by God. God will order your steps. He'll begin to point you in the right directions. He'll begin to give you wisdom when you need it. He'll give you favor. He begins to open doors that need to be opened, close the doors that need to be closed. He will order your steps. You'll always find yourself in the right place at the right time. Can we stand to our feet tonight? Praise God. Oh, Lord, this belongs to you. Yes. Yes, we thank Jesus. Thank Jesus. Listen, here's what I know. There's some people in this room, and although it's hundreds of people in this room, you felt like I've been speaking right to you all night. That person, and you know who you are, We're going to invite you to come up here in a few seconds. Secondly, there are men and women in this room, even young people in this room, that you've been outside of the relationship with God. You don't understand this stuff, but you know deep down inside of your heart, no matter what you pursued after, there was something inside of your heart that says there's so much more for you. And that's the call of God on your life. You see, you may have heard it before that God has a plan for good for you and not for evil, to give you a hope and an expected end. Guess what? It's true. You see, one day, I was on that other end. And I didn't understand this Christianity stuff. All I know is I was tired of being in the pig pen, and I was toe up, and I was finished. But God said, no, Derek, you ain't finished. You just begun. I want that person, that whoever you are, wherever you at in the balcony, if you're down here on the main floor, even those who are watching tonight via webcast, I want those that are upstairs, once the worship team begins to play, this altar right here is open, right in front of this place here. And we're not going to do nothing weird with you. All we're going to do is pray. You see what this young man did? See, tonight you came here, and before you came, you already came to your senses. But this young man, he had to get it out. He just had to voice it to the Father, even though the Father didn't care about it. He just needed to voice it. And tonight, I want you to voice it. God, when you come up here tonight, there's a robe that's coming on you tonight. There's a ring that's coming in your finger. You're going to leave this place with some new sandals. You can kick off those old joints you got on now because you're about to get some new ones. And so I'm asking, listen, I want those people, get out your seat now. Start coming up here. We're going to meet right here, and we're going to pray, and we're going to watch God do the miraculous tonight. He's going to turn your world upside down. And I also know why those people are coming. Praise God. Keep coming. Do not let the devil rob you. Let me tell you something. There was times when I sensed that God was calling me and I wouldn't respond because, one, I didn't understand it fully. Secondly, I was afraid to step out amongst the crowd. You see, I began to understand something about Christianity. People say that, oh, you're a Christian because you're soft. You're a Christian because you're escaping life's problems. But you want to know something? As a Christian, life gets so much more harder in that aspect. Let me tell you something. It's easy to walk with a million people in one direction. It's no problem. But let me see you walk against the grain. That's when it gets hard, when you got to walk against the grain. Everybody going one way and you going another way. And so I'm gonna ask you again. Don't let the devil rob you. You see, he not only took my life and made me a man of God. Listen, I get the opportunity to travel around the world and I share about the mercies and the graces of God, Jesus Christ. Who in the world am I to do that? This dude from the pig pen. But God would do the same thing for you. He made me a husband, and I might not have that thing down packed, but I'm learning and I want to be a husband. He made me a father to my children, an evangelist, a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Think about what he'll do to your life. So don't let the devil rob you tonight. I want all those people, come on down here so we can pray. Hallelujah. 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 I do know that there are some people in this room who, like the younger son, you were in relationship with the Father. And you found yourself separated from him. And I want you to know tonight that that compassion is extended to you too. God wants you to return. He is married to the backslider. He got a ring for you. He's married to you. And he's not ever going to let you go. He's always going to pursue after you because he loves you. And so if that person is here in this room, I just want you to get out your seat while we're up here praying and just make your way down, because there's always room at the cross. Amen? And I want to pray for you that are here. And I'm going to ask the congregation if you would pray along with us. those that are here, I just want you to know that your voice is important to God. It's special. And God wants to use you in a mighty way. So I want you to be encouraged tonight to lift up your voice. And before I even pray, I want to tell you why my title was "There's a Party Over Here." Because after he gave that young man the robe and the ring and the sandals, he called for the fatted calf. And that was means for celebration. And tonight, your decision is means for celebration. When one soul is given, the Bible says that the angels in heaven, they are rejoicing. And so is our Heavenly Father. He had a smile on his face for you. And so I just want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for all of these that are here tonight, God. Lord, you have compassion. God, you're running to them. God, you're hugging them. God, you're reclothing them tonight, God, with the robe of righteousness. God, you're giving them that ring, God, of authority. God, and you're now going to order their steps. Lord, I'm asking that you would take this decision that they made tonight, God, and Lord, that you would seal it by your Holy Spirit. God, I pray that where they don't have understanding, you would give them understanding. Lord, I pray, God, that you would lead them to a Bible-believing church, God. God, and that you would create a hunger and a thirst in them for your word, God. The word of God is so rich and so pure, God. And Lord, I ask, God, that you would forgive them, God. You have forgiven them of all of their sins, God, making them right in your eyesight tonight. And so I'm asking, God, that you would teach them to be a man or woman of God. God, show them your glory. And God, I'm asking that you would do the same thing for them which you have done for me, God. Lord, that you would turn their world upside down. God, all those areas that was impossible to them, God, I pray, God, that they would know that they are possible with you, God. Lord, we say thank you tonight. We love you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.